Welcome. This is Theon Atkinson, your host on Give Me 5 Minutes, coming to you every day, Monday through Friday, on WZAP from my hometown of Bristol, Virginia. I'd like for you to call someone you love. Tell them that the 5 Minute program is on the air. Scoot up your chair. Before I read the scriptures for today's lesson, I'd like to share with you an article that I read a few days ago, which talked about the worst places in the world to be a Christian. The article starts off by saying, the single worst place in the world to be a Christian is in Western Africa, particularly in parts of Nigeria. While much of the world was celebrating the birth of Christ during the week of Christmas, in Nigeria, they were mourning the end of life. More than 150 Christians were slaughtered on Christmas Day as the world remained virtually silent. A never-ending massacre of Christians being killed for sport is happening in Nigeria, yet the world appears to be largely deaf to the matter. More than 52,000 Christians have been butchered or hacked to death for being Christians since 2009 in Nigeria. We need to pray for these that are suffering such persecution. We are fortunate in America not to go through such as this. If we're not careful, the day is going to come when Christians will be considered an enemy of the state. That's what happened when Christ was born. At his birth, the government declared him to be an enemy of the state and sent an army out in order to kill him. Let us pray for those brothers and sisters in Christ who have sacrificed so much for the sake of Jesus Christ. My scripture reading for today's lesson comes from Matthew chapter 7 and John chapter 8. In Matthew chapter 7, verses 17 and 18, Jesus said, "Even so, every good tree brings forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree brings forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit. Neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit." Then in chapter 12, verse 33, Jesus said, "Either make the tree good and his fruit good, or else make the tree corrupt and his fruit corrupt. For the tree is known by his fruit." When I read this, it makes me know that sinners and the devil's crowd cannot do righteous works. And then again, Jesus said in John chapter 8, If God was your father, you would love me. You are of your father, the devil, and the desires of your father you will do. Here we find that Jesus is speaking about two trees, a good tree and a corrupt tree. The good tree brings forth good fruit. The corrupt tree brings forth corrupt fruit. And then again, he speaks about two fathers. He said, if God was your father, you would love me. The first father he mentions is his father. He said, if God was your father, you would love me. In John 8:44, he says, you are of your father, the devil, and the desires of your father you will do. And then I turn to Acts chapter 13 and verse 10. Paul told the sorcerer that he was full of all subtlety and all mischief. He said he was the child of the devil, an enemy of all righteousness. And then he asked him, will you not cease to pervert the right ways of the gospel? So we have two kinds of trees. Good trees, corrupt trees. We have two kinds of fathers. the Father of lights who gives good gifts to his children, who is kind and merciful and forgiving. And we have the corrupt father, the devil, who comes only to steal, to kill, and destroy. These are the two choices that we have to serve. We cannot serve both fathers. We will either hold on to one and despise the other. The choice is yours. I hope this 5 minutes has been an encouragement to you. You can get in touch with me at BibleStrong316@gmail.com or log on to our website at BibleStrong316.org.